Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome. On episode 52, we look at labels in U.S. soccer. All throughout U.S. soccer, organizations, leagues, clubs throw around labels time and time again. You hear labels like world class, elite, etc. It's to the point where it's nauseating. You see projects like the rebranding of the USL, where they literally ripped off the labels of the English Football League and called their leagues the Championship, League One, and League Two, exactly like the way it's done in England. I mean, we look at these labels over and over again, and it really tells a story about U.S. soccer. And that story is simply this, that our system is not based on merit. In the real world, if you are a business and you're not doing your business very well, you're not running a very good business, you go out of business. Why? Because in the real world, it's a merit-based society. If your business can't pay its bills, it shuts down. In U.S. soccer, it doesn't work that way. If you're not doing a good job, you can still slap a label on it and call it elite and charge people even more money, even though you never produced a player for the national team, much less a professional. It's crazy how dependent we are on labels in U.S. soccer. This needs to change, and the only way it will is when we have a system that is dependent and rewarding merit. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the podcast. Until next time.